95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Hey, it's Friday happy hour. We survived St. Patty's Day, and it's time now for a Morning Hog Brew Review. Riggs, intern Steve, and Josh from SR Parod. Yeah. Welcome back, buddy.
All right.
How you doing?
You survived is a strong word.
Bike week survived, and then you got to get back into St. Patty's Day, and then here you are.
So they're at Beach Street all night long, all day long, and then all night long.
I don't blame you. And I got to tell you, we were out there too, mixing it up. What we did, just in case, Steve made like a cardboard Josh just to put in your chair, just in case you couldn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Honestly, it was not a good likeness.
I figure a little bit of hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Just finish what I started anyway.
Well, it's good. I'm glad you brought beers for us. We're ready for more.
Yeah. So I figure we can party through the weekend with St. Patrick's.
Good idea.
Right? Yep. You got no reason to stop.
Yeah. Sure. Don't stop. Let's be a quitter.
Right.
I'm still wearing green, so we're good to go. Come on,
so am I. You just can't see it.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey. Continue last night. We're going to start off with Guinness Draft Stout.
Okay.
In the can.
Little taste of Ireland.
So it's a 14.9-ounce can.
All right.
Ooh.
But I want you to listen to this when I open it.
How'd they come up with that?
Yeah, let me turn this music down.
Oh, yeah.
That's not special effects, bro.
See something a little interesting there?
Yes, I right do.
So, I know what that is.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
All right, I want to hear you.
It's the CO2 car, nitrous cartridge, right?
That's correct. So it's
inside
called
the can.
A widget.
I don't like that term. Makes me think of widgets.
Don't they have those on your phone?
No, that's different.
Yes.
If your phone makes that sound, you're doing
it
wrong.
But if you watch the sample I just poured there, it'll actually do something called cascading.
Okay.
Which is where all that... The head on the beer will start to slowly come down. It's really cool to watch, and that's what kind of gives Guinness its classic smooth flavor is that nitrogen.
Yeah.
And they figured out how to do that with a can. So
T-Mac's going to get real he's going to get in tight with you here with the video. Mm. We're going to watch this happen. Not the optimum pouring vessel to do it in, but you can see it just do the work. I mean, it's magic. Beer magic is what it is.
It is. So what they do is they put a little bit of nitrogen inside of the can as they seal it. But there is also a little plastic device, which they call a widget, so that nitrogen finds its way inside of that device, and when you open it back up, the nitrogen finds its way out.
I love it.
So it mixes back up with the beer, nitrogenizes it, and gives it that smooth, creamy...
I mean, that's honest, frankly, that's to me, that's beer rocket science, because who would have ever thought that you could do that in a can?
Oh, it took them quite a few different revisions. They did all kinds of different things trying to figure out how to make it happen, and this is where they landed, and I think they nailed that same... You know, just like pouring it off the draft line.
That's right. The moon landing and this landing. Those are my two favorites.
However, they spell it D-R-A-U-G-H-T instead of...
Yeah, you know, I never understood that.
I still don't.
I don't...
We had a hot debate before the show this morning, Josh, about
so
that.
So it's a drought beer?
Yeah, he's very unhappy
still
about,
draft.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it. Still draft.
You lived in another country. You know they have weird spellings of things.
Yeah, right? Like Kalur.
Right.
So...
Furious about
the
that.
The thing about Guinness is... For a lot of people that aren't into beer necessarily, they see the color of Guinness and they see the head on it and stuff, and they're afraid of it.
Okay.
They think it's a super heavy, thick beer.
Right.
And I've heard people say it's like drinking bread in a glass.
Okay.
That is not the case.
No.
Guinness, you know, that smoothness is in there, but it is a thinner beer. It's 125 calories.
Oh, it's nothing.
And the carb count is much lower than a lot of your other beers out there.
Really?
It is an easy-to-drink beer. Give it a shot.
Why is it so mistaken like that?
Yeah. Because it's that color profile. Yeah. It scares people off. They're used to seeing a light beer being a light color, whereas this just has tons of roasted malt, but it's complex flavor as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's easy drinking beer. I prefer this over a lot of stuff out there.
So easy? I already drank all mine.
Steve just made it simple right there.
Was that a call for the next beer?
I guess
it is. Hell yeah.
All right.
Please push it, buddy.
So you may have heard of this one. It's kind of making a small resurgence out there.
Okay.
This is George Killian's Irish Red.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Dude, I haven't had one of these in forever.
Yeah. So
like
this is
a long time.
So the Guinness we just had is actually 4.1% ABV. So
really?
Again, the ABV is low as well.
Wow.
You can slam those all day long.
All day.
And you're not going to be filled up and, you know, you're still going to get what you need to get done.
I thought it was more than that.
No. Exactly.
No, Steve. It's
the appearance of the beer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless you're adding alcohol rogue there, Steve, it's not more than that.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Ooh.
Now I remember going...
Yeah, that one looks
frequenting
red.
A tavern in Athens, Georgia, where we used to get George Killian's Red in a fishbowl.
Oh, goodness.
Right? And it was $1.50 back in my day.
Ooh, yes.
for a little history.
Haven't had one of these in a while.
So you get a lot of caramel flavor up front. A little bit of hop bitterness, not much. Our next beer will give us that hop flavor we're looking for.
Okay.
And a lot of that sweet maltiness on the background as well.
It's just great. It's super smooth.
Yeah. Now, I love Irish beer.
And this has got more octane than the Guinness?
They do, 5.4%.
Okay.
Oh.
There. So look out.
Yeah.
Be careful.
So right up there, you know, a little bit over your regular domestic beer and much more than a regular Guinness. Again, easy drinking, still tons of flavor.
Yeah.
Something I enjoy very much, Irish Reds and these stouts.
And you're right. If you made it through a St. Paddy's Day and you didn't have one of these, you made a mistake. You can do it over, though. It's fine. You got the whole weekend.
We have the whole weekend.
That's right. That's right.
And I think that Killian's may be on sale in some of your retailers as well. So, you know,
take
a look.
That'd be a smart move.
Yeah.
Where can you find it? Well, srprod.com/beerfinder. Probably a good place to do it.
Bingo.
Get a computer or something. All right. Are we taking a pause right now?
Yeah. We got two more.
Fine. Fair enough. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Parrot. Intern Steve from Parts Unknown. Riggs, 95.7 The Hog.